You've got enough on your plate. Mundane meals shouldn't be one of them. Get an endless variety of the freshest, best-tasting food from award-winning chefs delivered to your door with Cook Unity, all at a fraction of the cost and time you're spending now. Take a load off and leave your meal prep to Cook Unity, affordable food crafted by award-winning chefs delivered straight to your door. Go to cookunity.com/podcast or enter code podcast before checkout for 50% off your first week.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Two to put her down, two to put her out. That's what serving Irish soldier Cathal Crotty bragged on social media after brutally beating a young woman called Natasha O'Brien unconscious. Yesterday he walked free after receiving a 3-year suspended sentence at Limerick Circuit Criminal Court. Anne Clark is the CEO of Offaly Domestic Violence Support Services. She's with us now. Anne, good morning. Can you understand this outcome at all?
Absolutely not. I mean, we're extremely disappointed to hear this judgment yesterday in the news. It just doesn't make sense. I mean, that somebody can, you know, be innocently walking down a public thoroughfare and then somebody comes behind you and beats you unconscious and gets a 3-year suspended sentence. It really doesn't add up at all.
What message do you think it sends out to women in particular, that you can attack a woman randomly, in this case because they didn't know each other, and not go to jail?
Well, I think if we're looking at the zero tolerance that Minister McEntee wants us to kind of adopt throughout any violence against women, it really does call that into question because, you know, zero tolerance needs cooperation from everybody and the community, the judiciary, the guards, the government, sentencing. And it really, the message really that is very resounding is that you can be assaulted by somebody and then get off and have no consequence to that. So it really does send a loud message that women are not protected in this country and that women's, you know, lives are not valuable. We're absolutely astounded at that sentence yesterday. It really is very, very alarming.
Mm. The individual in question, Mr. Crotty, is a soldier, professional soldier. I've never gone through the training, but I'm presuming that you go through training on how to defend yourself. You go through training on how to be physically fit and everything like that. And still, all that extra element, I'm not sure how much that played into court. I wasn't in court for this, but he would have had a skill set that would have made him potentially dangerous in this situation. He used that skill set and has received a suspended sentence. When somebody has training like that, surely that should be something considered by a court.
Well, you'd imagine so, because, you know, if you're a haulage driver and you're in a road traffic accident, you know, you're because you're a professional driver, the consequences are much more serious when you're a professional driver. So you would imagine the same would equate if you're, like you say, trained for combat, you know, that you're strong, trained for combat, you know, and that you perpetrate that level of violence on somebody that's completely innocent, walking down the street, minding their own business, that you'd imagine the sentences would reflect that. And it didn't. And, you know, you would hope that the DPP would step in here and look at, you know, putting that sentence back for appeal because it does not fit the crime. And, you know, I think, you know, any violence against women, you know, whether it's somebody close, somebody intimate, somebody you're in a relationship with, you know, should be seen as very, very serious.
The commanding officer in this case who gave evidence, he said he was exceptionally disappointed and surprised by this. Now, he is required to attend criminal cases where soldiers are before the courts, but he did give evidence yesterday about this young man, Crotty. You know, is it appropriate that the courts should hear? Like, I mean, and what does it say to victims when you hear, oh, it's very out of character, it's exceptionally disappointing, I'm very surprised, when you have someone who was knocked unconscious by someone who boasted about it on Snapchat?
Yeah, we've been looking for a long time that character references are not used in cases of domestic abuse or sexual violence. And we've seen that before, where women have lost their lives. And, you know, we're seeing that their quota has been an upstanding member of the community, or they're in the GAA, they do Meals on Wheels. And, you know, that is, you know, what we're looking then at is it doesn't, you know, perpetuates an image that, oh, this is a good person. They don't, you know, they don't do any violence. They don't act in an unacceptable way. You know, anyone can be a perpetrator of violence. And this does not go towards, when you give a character reference, you're kind of negating the fact, well, you know, where did this violence come out of? You know, violence doesn't happen in single instances. So, we've been campaigning a long time that character references be not used in domestic abuse and sexual cases.
Okay, we leave it there for now. Thank you very much for joining us, Anne Clark, CEO of Offaly Domestic Violence Support Service. If you've been affected by any of the issues raised today, you can always contact the Women's AIDS 24-hour national free phone helpline, 1-800-341-900. That's 1-800-341-900. And the national male advice line is 1-800-816-588.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.